Storm is who that is. New stuff for you called Long Live Rock. Nice cover on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
And number one for hip-hop as well, I think.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, that's us. Yeah.
All right, good. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Today, we're going to talk about Sylvester Stallone.
Well, let's quickly say what day it is. It's Friday!
It is Friday,
It's
yes.
Friday! It's the best day in the world!
Yes, it is,
and thanks to Left Coast Brewing and Peter over there, it's going to be even better tonight. They brought some vodka over.
And by tonight, you mean starting in 5 minutes?
In 5 minutes. Okay. Yeah. So thanks very much, Peter.
Sylvester Stallone getting attacked for joining Mar-a-Lago.
Yep.
That's a story.
No,
that's
that
a
is.
Thing. He's commented. People tried to pass off a $1 million bill in a dollar store.
Take this. It's real.
Does it get any better than that?
How much stuff were they buying? Or were they just trying to cash it?
Probably just trying to get...
Yeah.
Do you have that much cash?
$999,999.99 back, please.
Zoom mistakes, which we've all done.
I'm not a cat.
It's an old request fest.
Yeah! 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock. We got Jasmine Starr coming in. She's going to play some live music at us, take a request, whatever you want to hear.
Very exciting.
It's going to be awesome.
And we have $1,000 for our 1 second of nonstop rock. Coming up before 4 o'clock here on 95.5 KLOS.
I think that's too much for a Friday. We should bust out this vodka and shut it down.
You know I'm in. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $1,000 and our 1 second of nonstop rock. Coming up this hour.
Hell yeah. On a Friday.
Yes, it is a Friday.
Whee!
Take it easy.
I'm trying, man. I am.
I don't know if you saw the story that has been dominating the news for a couple of days now. Sylvester Stallone.
All right.
A lot of people were upset that he had joined Mar-a-Lago, which is ex-President Trump's place.
Oh, weren't they shutting that down or something? Wasn't it going to get shut down, Mar-a-Lago or something?
I don't know, but it certainly hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, according to his people, has never been and is not now a member of Mar-a-Lago.
Oh,
as
I hadn't
has
seen
been
that part.
Falsely reported.
Oh, I hadn't seen that bit.
He was invited to dinner.
Oh, okay.
That's why he was there.
So it got blown out of proportion.
So Twitter, you know, people went into e-rage.
Yeah.
And went crazy. Seeing Sylvester Stallone join the former guy's club proves once and for all that he did his own stunts and he has brain damage to prove it.
He's having dinner.
What a disappointment Sylvester Stallone turned out to be joining Trump's Mar-a-Lago club. He clearly has received too many punches to the head. Almost all of them were involved punches to the head.
Apollo Creed out there somewhere is going, yeah, damn straight.
So we thought, just to sort of set the record straight, today we would check in with Sylvester Stallone.
You have Sly's phone number.
Yes.
You've called him before.
And just get his version of this.
I think that's fair.
Sylvester, good afternoon.
Yo, how's it going, guys?
It's going really well. How are you doing?
I'm not so good, you know, because a lot of people are being, you know, very disrespectful to me on the internet and stuff.
Right. Do you have Twitter?
Oh, yeah, I have Twitter.
Okay.
Do not upset him right out the gate.
I'm just asking, because maybe you would have missed a lot of that.
Of course he has Twitter.
I got Twitter, I got Instagram, I got TikTok, I got MySpace, I got Vine. How come nobody's making Vines anymore?
It does seem like it's been dormant for a while. I don't know.
If you're going to Vine, there's no Vine.
Right. All right, Sylvester Stallone, are you a member of Mar-a-Lago?
No, I've never been a member of Mar-a-Lago, okay?
Okay.
Like I live in Florida now, but I'm a member of a different club called the Breakers Club, right?
What is that, pray tell?
Breakers Club, yeah. You know, like breaking things, like break your face, break your arm, break your nose. Like the Breakers. We're the Breakers that break things.
Can we hire you? Like, can I send you on a mission?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing Creed 3 because they don't want me, apparently.
I mean, you don't think that your entire reputation is ruined, right?
I think it's like taking a, you know, a beating, you know, like, and I know a thing or two about taking a beating.
You do, yeah.
And my reputation is taking a beating because, you know, like, I just go to dinner and then, you know, I'm like, doing the right thing, like having a meal, and everybody comes to start calling me baby killer. I come back and spit on me, and they call me baby killer now. Is it going? No, they're not. I didn't even take from first blood. I didn't draw first blood. That's ridiculous.
I just
had the first course. I didn't have the first blood. It's unbelievable.
I think you may be confused with one of your movie roles.
It seems like a flashback to a film, perhaps, instead of real life, maybe.
It could be worse. I could flashback to stop when my mom will shoot.
Oh, honestly, that was genius.
Yeah.
That was a genius movie. So moving forward, are you going to stay away from Mar-a-Lago?
Probably will, because everybody seems very upset about it. You know, like, I can't even go have a meal, and everybody thinks, oh, now he's like, you know, one of Donald Trump's boys or something like that. I don't have a problem with anybody, all right? Except, like, the Russians, because I once had trouble with this big Russian guy.
Drago, if I remember
correctly. But we got along, okay? And if he can get along, and I can get along, we can all get along, right? Come on, baby killer!
No, not a baby killer. Yeah, no.
No one's calling you a baby killer, I don't think.
I don't think.
Well, all right, I killed one baby.
What? And then suddenly.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Our 1 second of nonstop rock is happening in a few minutes for $1,000, so keep listening for that. First of all, violent home invasion ends with masked man shot.
Pew! Wait, mask like in COVID mask?
No, I believe he had a mask on.
Okay.
Yes.
I remember those old school right. Rob you masks.
Right, yeah, the ski masks that cover your whole whatever.
Even when you first started having to wear, when you go into the store, you felt like everyone's going to think you're robbing the place.
Yeah, of
it
course.
Just felt so weird. Now it's like, yeah, whatever.
Right. The incident happened in the town of Longview, North Carolina. A 34-year-old man who was the robber is in critical condition after he put on a mask and attempted to rob his grandfather.
Wait,
according to police in North Carolina.
A home invasion. He went to his grandpa's house and broke in mask and was robbing him.
34-year-old kid.
You suck.
That means his grandpa had to be 80s, 90s.
Which? Who's out there?
Yes.
Oh, come on, man.
The grandfather, who was not identified, quote, suffered facial injuries during the incident. So the kid tried to rough him up and did, partially.
Right.
And then the grandfather said, you know what? I have a gun.
Wait, did he know who it was? He didn't know who it was.
He had no idea who it was.
Oh, man.
Once inside, the offender demanded money and physically assaulted the victim. During the altercation, the victim shot the offender multiple times.
Good for you, buddy. Right on.
The suspect, identified as Jesse Dwayne Gibson, fled on foot and was later located at a nearby hotel with life-threatening injuries.
And they just turned around and left him because he robbed his grandpa?
I don't know.
You should do.
It says he's being treated at a hospital on
Friday.
Like
calling the ambulance, like going 9?
Right.
1.
The victim told investigators he was not aware the suspect was his grandson during the incident.
1.
Can you imagine?
No. I mean, now he probably feels bad that he shot the little piece of crap. I hope not.
I don't know that he does. I mean, the kid roughed him up, hurt his face.
Yeah, so he should have had every
right. No,
exactly.
Filled him full of lead.
Yeah, filled him full of lead.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Zoom mistakes in the next hour and a $1 million bill that tried to get passed off at a dollar store. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
A 99-cent store. My bad.
Yeah.
Right now it's time for Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. This is our 30th. Clip,
really?
30th time.
That's a lot of cash that's gone out of this building.
So this is for $1,000. If you can identify this clip, if you can be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, and you tell us the name of the song and the artist, you will win $1,000.
Righteous bucks, man. All right, here you go. Give it a listen. What do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, Vince.
Vince, you're caller 13? You're caller 13, yes, you are.
Well done.
All right, awesome.
All right, for $1,000, we're going to play a clip, and you just have to give us the name of the song and the artist.
Okay.
For $1,000, what is this? What was that?
I want to say it's Bye Bye Love by The Cars.
Well, nope.
That is incorrect.
Rick Ocasek would have been happy, but I'm sorry, that's not it.
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you for trying, though.
Yeah. So between 4 and 5?
$1,500. Damn.
Oh, so good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And that is Devorah, who says she is goth Dolly Parton. That's how she describes herself on Instagram.
That.
Yeah. I really want to see her do something with Rob Zombie. Can you imagine the two of them together?
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
I would
like that.
That is not dead yet. That is Devorah on KLOS.
Zoom mistakes on the way and $1,500. For the 1 second of nonstop raw.
Wow, yeah, that just keeps ratcheting it up.
That's on the way. Two women were busted for trying to use a $1 million bill.
Wait,
what? $1 million bill.
Whose picture is on the $1 million bill?
There isn't one.
Come
that
on.
Might surprise you.
What?
And you would think that this would be in Florida, but it's not. It's in Tennessee. Everybody's coming in Florida now, but
yeah.
This is Tennessee's bid.
Tennessee.
They tried to use the $1 million bill at a Dollar General store.
Oh, man. What? So you go in a dollar store with $1 million bill. Don't most of those stores have a nothing over 20 or
yes,
50 or 100 or whatever?
I guarantee there's no store probably in the world that has that kind of change for anything.
Maybe a couple casino gift shops.
$999,999. That's what we need. Their names are Amanda McCormick and Linda Johnson. McCormick tried to pay for several gift cards.
Oh, man. So not only is she going to try and get a whole bunch of change back, but she's also going to give a bunch of gift cards out to herself or whoever.
Herself, for the most likely.
What kind of bill was it, actually? What did they do to it?
I don't know. I haven't seen the picture of it. How did they try to make... Oh, by the way, they also say that they didn't make it.
Right.
They got it in the mail from a church.
Oh, no, go ahead and take this. It's okay. I got it from
the church. So they assumed that it was good.
Wow. That's a pretty flimsy excuse.
And then they asked her, like, what was the church? And they couldn't answer that.
I forgot.
They need to plan out a little bit more. Yeah. If you're going to lie that big, you need to plan a little bit more.
How dumb do they think the poor person behind the counter is? They're going to give them $1 million in change.
I mean, they wouldn't have it.
No, they wouldn't have it, first of all.
Even if the person was that dumb.
Right. Even if they did have it, they'd be like, oh, man, I can't take this $1 million bill. I'm really sorry.
Whether McCormick actually believed the bill was legit...
It's
unknown.
Come on.
It's unknown.
Come on.
I don't write the stories.
I know it. You know it.
The U.S. Department of Treasury says it's never made a $1 million bill. I'm happy that somebody went to them and asked.
Excuse me.
Have you ever made a $1 million bill?
How would we make that for?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I always like it when Chris is screaming. That sound right there is my favorite his vocals.
Agreed.
Kind of, yeah.
He's one of the greatest vocalists of all time, I think.
Without a doubt. I think you're absolutely right.
Let's give away $1,500.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
It is Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
rock.
We play you 1 second. You be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You identify the song and the artist, and you will win $1,500.
Hell yeah. And here's that clip we were talking about. What do you think that is?
That's all you get.
Hope it's enough. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $1,500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Jesse.
Jesse, you're on a speakerphone, aren't you?
I'm putting my Bluetooth on now.
There you go.
So that you can win $1,500?
Yeah.
You're caller 13, so you're halfway there.
Let's go for it.
Okay. We'll play you that tiny little clip again, and if you can tell us who it is and what the song is, $1,500 is yours. And it's not fake like in that little dollar store. It's not $1 million. Yeah, it's true. Are you ready?
We should give away $1 million bill.
Yeah, we should. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. What do you think that was?
It was a Van Halen, Jimmy Spring.
Sorry, man. No, but that I did just play that on the radio, though. That's true.
Very sorry.
I know that.
Where did he go?
Why would you just hang up on him?
I didn't mean to do that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
People who hang up on other people are just bastards.
So $2,000 before the day is over.
Correct. Between 5 and 6.
Good luck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Quick question. Do you pronounce that band correctly, their name?
I don't know.
Sublime. That's how they said it.
Really?
Yeah, they said
with
it a couple...
emphasis on the sub?
On the sub, yeah. Like, way back in the day, they came into the studio, and they kept talking about Sublime. And I'm like, oh, all right. I never talked about it to them.
I assume they just gave up then, because exactly. Everybody I know said Sublime.
Yep.
I don't know.
I've seen that happen with a few bands over the years. They're like, oh, forget it. I'm just not going to try anymore.
I don't know if you've seen some of the fails on Zoom.
A couple.
They make... Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter...
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
You mean like that? That one in particular? Maybe?
There was a lawyer, and there was a case, and he had a cat filter on. And he felt the need to tell the judge that he's not a cat.
I'm not a cat.
Which is a really weird thing.
I think the judge is going to know that. That was one of my favorite things ever. I watched that so many times. I don't really care about weird things like that generally, but that one just...
I'm not a cat.
This was...
Killed me.
Genius, I agree.
Because he's so serious.
The latest one, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS of Zoom fails.
Mm-hmm.
The latest one is a guy whose fiance was working from home.
Mm-hmm.
So he bought a green suit, a full body suit.
Okay.
Thinking because of the green screen effect, he would not be there. He would not be seen.
Does he not know he needs a chroma key or whatever for that?
Mostly in the editing, you can take out any color that you want. So you take out everything green and it all goes away. But this was a live Zoom.
So he's just all dressed in green.
He's walking by with like a mug, including his head. He's walking by with like a mug.
So he thinks the mug is going to be floating in midair.
I think he's flipping her off because that part is blurred.
I'm not a cat.
Plus, he's not a cat. So that guy didn't understand the green screen effect.
Right.
And he really thought he was not.
I mean, good for him trying. You know, that's nice. Yeah, but, you know.
I do a little research. Yeah. It doesn't really take all that much. Just a second of research.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS for your Zoom fails. I'm sure a lot of people have them.
Got it. And you've seen them. You've been in a room with one.
Especially after this last year.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
All been Zoom.
Yep.
So 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
I'm not a cat.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's also Friday.
Yes. And I was just saying yesterday on one of those This Day in Rock that back in the day when he was first getting started, Jimi Hendrix, you could have seen him at a couple of shows for as little as 70 cents.
That's craziness.
I mean, you know, can you imagine you have that story as time goes on? Oh, I saw him when he's just getting started for 70 cents.
Yeah, I saw him. Spent less than a dollar.
I guess speaking of getting started, we have our one and only KLOS star, Jasmine Star, here today. Jasmine Star.
She's going to be playing along on songs with her guitar.
Yeah, and Marcy played her new song that she wrote and played everything on the cliff earlier today, which sounded awesome. And if you visit KLOS.com from time to time, you've probably seen her by now. But she's going to be here just kind of taking your requests and playing them live for us on our All Request Fest coming up starting at 5.
So you can call us at 818-955-KLOS with any song you want to hear, even if it's not necessarily our format.
Yeah, well, if we can find it, we'll throw it on for you starting
Correct.
At 5, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, can I get a request?
Sure, what do you want to hear?
Well, I'm in traffic on the 15 North, and I want to hear Highway to Hell.
That makes sense, actually.
Are you going to Vegas?
No, I live in Victorville, work in Santa Fe Springs.
Much worse story than Vegas.
Well, the pay's good, so it's worth it.
All right.
All right, well, it's a little bit early for our Precious All Request Fest, but why not? Here you go on KLOS.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
It's the All Request Fest!
Get closer to the mic.
No, it's the All Request Fest, and it starts now! Call us, 818-955-KLOS. What do you want to hear?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are doing our All Request Fest, which we do on Fridays.
For a couple of hours, we just play whatever the hell you want to hear or you get your weekend started. It doesn't matter if it's loud and wrong and bizarre and disco, whatever.
The more better.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a word.
Yes, exactly. And Jasmine Star has joined us in the studio. Hello.
Hi.
You are all over KLOS, especially.com right now.
Yeah, I'm super stoked about that.
Oh, I like the delay.
Yeah, that's cool.
That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. So you're 17 and you were telling us that you started playing classical piano when you were 3.
That is true, yes.
When did you switch to rock and roll?
Probably when I was about 12 or 13 is when I started really getting into rock music. However, before that, I remember being about 9 and getting my first taste because I was on the way with my mom to pick up my older brother from school, and she put on KLOS for the first time. And I was like, what is this? And it was, I think it was Def Leppard, and mind blown, life changed, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow, nice. Wow. All by Def Leppard.
Yeah, and as a result, The Cliff was played. That's your own composition that we played, Marcy did today.
Yes, I am super excited about that song being out.
That's
I worked
crazy.
Very hard on it, and thank you guys so much for playing it here at KLOS.
Thank you for making such good music.
Well,
so we're going to have you play a few songs and just
play along with a few songs.
Yeah. During our precious little All Request Fest, in which I guess we should get to some requests.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike. I'd like to request a song.
Yes, please. What do you want to hear, Mike?
Have any Sex Pistols?
Yes, actually we do. God Save the Queen, I think, is in here. Anarchy in the UK. I also have my absolute all-time favorite song. This is in my top 5 on a regular basis, pre-vacant. That's always one of my favorite rock songs about as long as I can remember.
Nice, let's play it.
All right. Who are you?
Mike from Cerritos.
Mike, thanks for calling, dude.
Here you go on the Kevin and Sluggo All Request Fest. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. And we have Jasmine Star in the studio with us to play along.
What's up, guys?
We have a request from Omar in Canoga Park on Twitter. Wants to hear Tie Your Mother Down by Queen.
Okay, let's do that. Let's start with Queen. Sure, okay. Just set the just bar all the way up Queen. Right now. Okay.
Let's go way to the top.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's... Okay.
95.5 KLOS.
Good morning.
Hey. Morning, Rachel. Hey. So, these free two-night stays at the Sahara in Vegas?
No.
What is that?
Bad. Okay, so what? What did you want to do?
I don't know. Oh, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You have a request, sir?
Hey, what's going on? This is Joe in Burbank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Listening to Jasmine.
Yeah.
She's
star.
Amazing. Yeah.
I would love to hear her play some Van Halen because I know she does it well.
Very cool. Who are you?
My name is Joe in Burbank.
Take it, Joe.
Yeah. Are you up for doing a little Van Halen?
Yeah, let's do some Van Halen. So Queen and Van Halen, two of my total heroes. And also the bar is like literally on the ceiling right now. So let's do this.
I mean, we start with the hardest.
Yeah, you know.
Well, then everything will get progressively easier, I hope.
Well, I'm not sure.
Tell us what it was like to be in the Global Guitarist Competition. Guitarist of the Year.
Yeah. That was so much fun. I had a lot of fun with that. It was really just an honor to be chosen, and the whole time I was rooting for all the other finalists, so it was just a really good experience. Guitar World absolutely rocks, all the other finalists completely rock, and it was a ton of fun to get to write my own full-length instrumental guitar piece, so
nice.
A ton of fun.
Nice.
Very cool.
All right.
Yeah. All right, so we got a request for you to play some Van Halen live in the studio right now, if you'd be so kind.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay. Nice.
All right. I mean, all right. It doesn't get better than that.
What is your favorite to play out of everything?
Out of everything?
Yeah.
I love doing my own original solos just because it's fun.
Sure.
I like to express myself that way. But I mean, Eddie Van Halen's my absolute hero. So like anything Van Halen's fun, especially because he played with so much joy that my main goal when I play Van Halen is to try to emulate some of just that natural joy that Eddie Van Halen had for playing guitar.
Nice.
So
Jasmine Starr here in the studio with us live on KLOS. That is just cool.
She just told you that she could teach you to do that in 2 hours. And what was your response?
I just laughed heartily and be like, you're going to be very disappointed.
She said, I know that you believe that.
No, but you legitimately could. I believe in it.
That's awesome. How long did it take you to learn to do that? Because I said if I could play anything, it would definitely be Jimmy Hendrix.
Jasmine Starr is in the studio with us. She's 17.
And you said you started playing when you were 3. When did you pick up Jimmy?
Maybe 13 or 14, I started playing, except I was doing all of this. I hadn't transitioned to electric yet. I started playing acoustic at 9 after going from classical to piano. And then at about 13, I started finally picking up an electric. But before that, I was already getting into like Steve Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix and stuff, but I was playing it on an acoustic. So I could play like Rude Mood by Steve Ray Vaughan on an acoustic and stuff. And that you would give me an electric and I would be like, I don't know how to do this.
Can I ask you a favor? Would you do that again? Play that again, Jimmy, for us? Just a wee bit?
Yeah.
I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I just love it so much.
More Voodoo Child?
Yeah. Nice. That's awesome.
That's ridiculously well done, good.
We should take some requests, I guess, on our little request fest.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. You just said that we're doing requests?
Yes, all request fest.
You had a guest, Jasmine Starr, and she had a song called The Cliff, but I wanted to hear it because you guys, I like, you know, I want to hear it, please.
I like that idea.
You hyped it up, and I'm like, that sounds cool.
Well, we talked about it, and then we didn't play it. Jasmine, that's a good point. Guy wants to, what's your name?
My name's Lawson.
He wants to hear your song. Are you okay with us playing it on the radio?
Sick. Yes, please.
Get to turn her mic on.
Whoever suggested that, I love you.
You too.
All right, done deal. We will do that. Thanks for calling in. That is our in-studio guest, Jasmine Starr. Nice. Who was singing?
I wrote songs like that when I was
17
years old.
Yeah, I have to. Everybody's staring at me in the studio right now, just for all the listeners to know, and I have to pretend like I'm not like just like totally jumping up and down with excitement right now. Like, I'm trying really hard to play this cool.
That's amazing.
But, like, it's very difficult.
That's amazing.
That is The Cliff, and it is Jasmine Starr, our in-studio guest today.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time to give away...
How much is it now on our precious little 1 second of nonstop rock game?
$2,000.
Whoa! Really?
So we're going to have to clear the phones for requests, and we're going to open up the phones for this game just for a little bit.
Yep.
We usually get a winner within, you know, 3 minutes.
Or an hour.
And then you can call back with requests. But right now we're going to open the lines for the contest. It's 818-955-KLOS. We play you 1 second of a song. You identify the song title and the artist. And if you're caller 13...
Boom! $2,000
win $2,000 to start off your weekend.
Got
to
do it that way. All right, here you go. Take a listen. What do you think that is? Now's the time to call. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, my name's Dave.
Dave, you're caller 13.
Yeah. No kidding.
It's a fact. What? Hey, you're still listening to Space Station number 5. Nice. All right, we're going to play this tiny little clip at you, and if you can tell us what it is and who it's by, you get yourself $2,000. Do you think you can do that?
I hope so.
If not, you're going to be punished, you know?
I hope so as well.
I kind of don't, because I want to get someone punished today.
Okay. I don't know what that means, to be honest.
All right, I'll tell you what. Since it's Friday, you tell me when to start the clip. Whenever you're ready, just say go.
Go.
What do you think that was?
I think it's The Cars' Bye Bye Love.
Oh, man, I hear that. I hear what you're saying, but...
It is not.
It is not. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, man.
So, have a good weekend anyway, all right, dude?
Thank you for calling.
You too.
Right. Thanks a lot. So, $2,500 come Monday.
Monday between 3 and 4.
Oh!
Wow, that hurt. Wow, that was painful.
That was payback for playing Was Not Was on the radio.
Hello, Dad. I'm in jail.
You know, if it's a request fest, it goes.
I love
it
that song.
Played. Yes. We had a request for that last week, and I had to bring it in. That was off of vinyl.
It's our old request fest, KLOS.
One Headlight, Wallflower.
Oh, great song.
That is a great song.
Yeah. I'll see if it's lying around in here. We'll try and get it on for you. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'd like to play a set, possibly.
Yeah, what song?
Violent Saturn, Young and Dumb.
Hey, that's another young KLOS band. We got Jasmine Starr in their studio with us today, too. She's going to play some more live music at you in just a little while. And we'll try and make Young and Dumb happen. Thanks.
KLOS.
Hi, can I request a song?
Yes, it's our All Request Fest. What do you want to hear?
Kev Dog, I'm still trying to avenge Ally McKay and get La Bamba. This is Lindsay.
Nope.
Podcast.
Nope, but
I'm counting on you to help us here.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do instead. I'm going to play Testify by Rage Against the Machine.
Boom!
Rage!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Just before that was Rage Against the Machine. I'd like to dedicate that to Ally McKay. She loves that song.
You, we're going to play La Bamba for sure over and over again one day for 2 hours, right? Is that the deal?
That is not the deal.
Okay.
It is not the deal.
We have a special guest in the studio, Jasmine Starr. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thanks so much for hanging out. So I don't usually like to give credit elsewhere, but our program director, Keith Cunningham, found Jasmine Starr out in the wild and has been putting
Was she in the wild?
Yes.
Just claim it.
Okay.
Anything goes.
It was in the wild then.
Roll. He has put you quite a bit of your stuff on KLOS.com, so if people like to dig in more, you can find there. Now, he told me to ask you about Deep Purple, and I don't know what that means at all.
Oh, yeah, I've got that going on soon. Yeah, okay. the drummer from Deep Purple reached out to me, and he's doing a remake of one of their songs and asking me to be a part of it. So I'm going to be writing my own guitar solo for it and then playing all the rhythm parts and actually playing the vocal melody on guitar as well. So I'm looking forward to that. And
wow,
I'm actually probably going to be working on that basically as soon as I get home from that.
Wow, that's crazy. That's huge.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
they contacted you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it must explode every once in a while where you go, oh, what, Deep Purple?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a total honor. Dude's a total legend, so.
Yeah. What's your favorite Deep Purple song to play?
Ooh.
It's kind of.
It's going to be this one. Not. Don't tell anybody, but I haven't learned it yet.
Okay, well, that wasn't on the radio right now, that's for sure.
No, but Highway Star is super fun to play.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. Nice. But, you know, we got a request for Hell's Bells, and since you got your guitar, I was thinking maybe you could play us a little Hell's Bells before we play it.
Okay, I've played this riff, I think, 3 times in my life. Let's do this.
Nice. Now, okay, wait, no. This is the talent. Someone who's played it 3 times. Listen to this.
Played it 3 times.
That is amazing. Well done. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you.
That I would just sit at home and do that all the time. I would just play
just
my favorite
yourself,
songs. Yeah, hell yeah. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you.
It's our all request fest. KLOS, hello.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You have a request?
Yeah. I don't even play this song on the radio or not, but I've never heard it. Ted Nugent's Wang Bang Sweet Poontang.
I can smoke it, man. I would like to. If I can make that happen, we will. Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, let's get a request in.
All right.
Okay.
What would you like?
I'd like to have Comfortably Numb, Pink Floyd.
Well, it's kind of chill, show, but yeah, we'll try to do that.
We try to do party songs, but...
Yeah, but Ox, maybe
you want party songs?
Yeah.
You want party songs?
Yeah.
Oh.
You got nothing.
You're out. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS.
Hey, happy Friday, guys. How's it going?
You too. It's going well.
So, first I want to say that Jasmine is absolutely awesome.
Hear, hear. Yes.
Agreed.
Jasmine, thank you so much for playing along with us today. So cool.
Yes, Jasmine, you are just like San Dimas High School football. You rule.
Wow.
Go San Dimas.
Okay, so since we're doing Guitar Hero-esque people, how about a little Cult of Personality by Living Color?
Oh, I do love that song. That is really good.
I do love that song.
Or the B-side of that would be... Fifth of Beethoven by Walter Murphy.
You son of a bitch.
How do you thought it was you. I wasn't sure.
How do you do it every time?
I love you guys so much. It's okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. You have a request?
It's kind of out there, but if you guys could find it in your heart, I would love to hear some Ween, Push the Little Daisy.
Well, let's ask the room. We got a room full of people. You guys want to hear Ween?
Yeah!
Yes!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. This has been our All Request Fest, which has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I always feel good if we get Ween on the radio somewhere. So thank you for that request.
I hope people didn't know what that was.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell are they doing?
That would make me happy.
5 and 7 on Fridays. That's what you're going to run into on this little channel.
Jasmine Starr, thank you for coming.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I've had a ton of fun.
It's been fun. We do have one request, right?
Yes. Well, we got a request. By the way, I loved your song, The Cliff, and thank you. And
yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We'll be happy to play more of your stuff as time goes on. If you'd like to find out more about Jasmine Starr, you can stop by KLOS.com for one thing. So we got a request that we weren't able to get to.
Yes, Comfortably Numb.
Yeah. So, Jasmine, could you play that?
And yeah.
Play some of that.
Yeah, and then maybe something else you want to play, whatever.
Sure.
All right,
let's do
it.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
You know what I was doing when I was 17? I was throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
He says that I'm not doing that.
What?
What?
You're throwing rocks at my neighbor? Thank you, everybody, for listening today. We appreciate it. And if you would check out my podcast, It's Great News with Kevin and Mike on YouTube. Only positive stories.
All right. And I'm off to pet the kitty. Thank you again, Jasmine.
Thank you so much for having me.
See you guys Monday.
It was on this day in rock in 1971 when the Rolling Stones released the single Brown Sugar. It was their first on their own label, Rolling Stones Records. It was on this day in rock in 1974 when Queen made their live U.S. debut at Regis College in Denver. They were supporting Mott the Hoople, but the tour didn't last too long. Brian May developed hepatitis a month later.